just after 9 a.m., Sitka Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett walks up to the Alaska Capitol.
I feel like I'm heading to a funeral. In all in black, that is.
That's not a predictor for the day.
Oh no. My gosh, no. Are you kidding me? I'm way too optimistic for that.
Hackett is wearing a business suit, less common on the streets of Sitka than it is in Juneau, and hoping to put the city's best foot forward. She's with Mayor Mim McConnell, Municipal Administrator Jim Dinley, and Government Relations Director Marlene Campbell. The elevator stops on the third floor.
It's kind of exciting.
Today's first meeting is with Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell. About 100 local officials from across the state are doing the exact same thing on this rainy Thursday at the end of the Alaska Municipal League's winter conference. During the meetings, each tries to convince a lawmaker why their own community's needs should take priority. Stephanie Scott is the mayor of Haines.
Yesterday I had the opportunity to talk to Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell, and I said to him, "Lieutenant Governor, I live on the only toll road in Alaska, and it's called the Inside Passage, and we need a vessel to drive on that road."
Her priority on this trip is the Alaska Class Ferry. Plans for a 350-foot vessel were unexpectedly changed by Governor Sean Parnell, who opted instead for two smaller vessels.
The representatives and senators need to know that they're not operating in a vacuum, that their constituencies are out there thinking and learning and questioning and suggesting, so that it really is a process, a democratic process.
Sitka's priority on this trip is to get funding for the Blue Lake Dam. The city is raising the height of the dam by 83 feet. Bids for construction came in way above engineers' estimates, nearly double the cost, in fact. And that has left the city scrambling for money.
Hi, I'm Phyllis Hackett from Sitka.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a meeting down here.
Yeah. We're outside the office of State Representative Kathy Munoz, a Juneau Republican. Hackett is a few minutes early. As we wait for the rest of Sitka's delegation to show up, I ask her how the day has gone so far.
A little intimidating to begin with, but we're getting there.
And this is Hackett's first time lobbying on behalf of the city.
You hear all these things about how you're supposed to talk to people and what you're supposed to say and what you're not supposed to say, and yeah, I'm pretty homegrown for that.
Hackett says the meetings have gone well and that legislators have been receptive to at least hearing about Blue Lake.
At least there hasn't been anybody closing the door in our face or yawning while we're talking, so...
So far, the state has kicked in nearly $50 million for Blue Lake, about half of the initial cost of the project. Half of the city's current request would be about $20 million.
The chance of getting $20 million in this year's capital budget is near zero.
Bert Stedman represents Sitka in the state Senate. He's sitting in a rocking chair at the end of a conference table in his office, and he says there are a few factors working against Blue Lake. The capital budget, which funds one-time projects, is going to be much smaller this year. Legislators also aren't very likely to advocate for a big-ticket project that could take money out of their own districts. But even within a district, the competition for money is fierce. Stedman taps on a nearby notebook with all of the capital budget requests for his Senate district.
So what, a 2.5-inch binder or something like that? It's got to be a good 2 inches of paper, and that's not a backup. Each couple sheets is a separate project. And I haven't totaled them up, but there's...
He reaches forward and counts the names on the title page.
23 communities in our Senate district. We're one of 20 Senate districts.
Still, Stedman says it is not a pointless trip for the Sitkins or for other local officials who hope to help their communities. Even if Blue Lake doesn't get much money this year, energy is a huge concern across the entire state. And Stedman says it's good for legislators to know the whole picture. But still, what about those long odds? Why spend time meeting with legislators about something that seems unlikely to happen?
Never make assumptions.
Sitka Mayor Mim McConnell.
That's basically, don't make assumptions. Don't assume. Always hope. So we went in there with the hope that maybe somehow we'll be able to get some funding.
McConnell says they told legislators that if nothing happens and the city has to bond for the entire project, electrical rates could rise by as much as 60%. They told legislators that two new businesses in Sitka have to make their products using propane because there's just not enough electricity. And they said that a third, a proposed fish waste processing plant, called off plans to build in Sitka because it wouldn't have had enough electricity.
You know, obviously nobody made any promises, but we got a lot of sympathy. And it was sincere sympathy.
McConnell says she's willing to make another visit if it will help, but that for now, it's time to watch and wait. Reporting from Juneau, I'm Ed Ronco.